50 kilometers south of Enterprise, travelers could still see ash everywhere. Then the blackened tree trunks became more and more visible. It became apparent that it was ash from last year's wildfire. Your heart sank all over again. And then, almost out of nowhere, came the heads of two giant stick men waving in the wind, welcoming hundreds of guests to the 25th Gateway Jamboree at Enterprise. Those stick men and attendees from all over the South Slave stood as symbols of Northern resilience and solidarity. Some said it was too early for the Jamboree. Not enough time had passed to allow the hamlet to grieve, heal and regroup. Others, however, such as Evelyn Coleman, a key organizer, thought the festival would help in the healing process and show the strength and determination of those who lived there. From a community of just over 100 people before the fire, only 50 reside there now. Other inhabitants have scattered to Hay River or points south, waiting for the rebuild to proceed. The destruction of Enterprise was hard on everyone, from those who used to live there to those who shed tears as they drove home following the evacuation last September. Enterprise held a special place in our hearts. But over the weekend, the community came alive again. The cordoned off area was packed every day with people from all over the territories and even Alberta. An estimated 1,000 people journeyed here to hug, reconnect, laugh and stand in solidarity. The message was clear: we've got your back. The stage was packed with local musicians and others visiting. They lined up to perform, anxious to show Northern spirit. Yet parts of the weekend were difficult. To begin, last year's Jamboree ended at noon on August 11. By 3 p.m., the wildfire ripped through Enterprise, destroying the majority of the dwellings. The trauma from that lay just under the surface, triggered by the date of this year's gathering, August 9 to 11, and the strong winds and smell of smoke blowing in from the direction of Kakisa last weekend. Helicopters flew over Saturday night carrying buckets of water to control that fire, a spectacle not lost on those in attendance. In fact, the highway near Kakisa closed for a few hours that day because of the smoke. Regardless, revelers at the 25th Gateway Jamboree sent a clear message to the universe: we are here to stay. As for Coleman, she says she's grateful for the support Northerners showed this tiny hamlet. It proved that though many kilometers apart, Northerners stand in solidarity. Enterprise has been a beacon of light to many who travel this highway north or south. It has always been a testament of Northern hope. The 25th Gateway Jamboree really only reiterated what we already knew. You can take the Northerner out of the North, but you can never take the North out of the Northerner.